Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For anybody that just heard that beautiful serenade.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
You know, I'll do what I can. Do what I can. That means it is time to get into it. It is time to discuss the best team right now in South Florida preparing for game four of the Stanley Cup Final. That is a road to repeat, which is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
You should say you're defending Stanley Cup champion,
right? Florida about Panthers. To be
back to backers. No disrespect.
Yes.
My bad.
That's fair. That's my fair.
When you get a ring, that should be incorporated.
Yeah, I've always wanted to tell you that.
Liveries, spots, sure. Whatever.
Yeah, I've always wanted to
my
tell
bad.
You
that. My bad. My bad.
It's all good.
It's a good point. That's a good point.
Shout out to the Cats.
The Cats today are prepping to go against the Oilers. Last I checked, which was maybe about 2 hours ago, there is still uncertainty about what the Oilers are going to do with the goalie position.
That was nasty work Monday, bro.
Picard replaced Skinner back in round one, and I'm not sure if you guys remember both losses by Edmonton. But this specific postseason, apparently Picard has a 6-0 record.
Apparently. So. It was just announced that Skinner is starting.
Yeah,
but he probably has a short rope.
Definitely has to have a short leash after giving up as many goals as he has this series, for sure. But it doesn't matter. Apparently, the Panthers don't care. Brad Marchand was quoted as saying, in regards to the goalie situation in Edmonton, "I have no idea what they're doing, and I don't care either." None of that stuff means anything in this room. I mean, there's a lot of talk about what they're doing, but it doesn't matter for us. We're focused on our team, our structure, our details. What they do is their choice. That's what's going on in their room. We're going to worry about what's going on in our room.
Well said.
Yeah, and you know what? That sounds like a man who is determined to hoist the Stanley at the end of the season.
Basically, what he said was this.
Don't matter.
He got an Edmonton jersey on, right? He's playing goalie. Yes. I don't care what the name says on the back. We're going to do what we do.
Now, there's also been speculation not only of a goalie swap, but a bit of spreading of the talent, if you will, by Coach Knobloch.
Oh, what, separating Drysdale?
Yeah, Drysdale and
McDavid.
McDavid, as opposed to having them on the same line, kind of spreading them out to kind of add to the depth. But no matter how much you spread it out, bro, you're never going to be as deep as the Panthers. So Either way, there is going to be some sort of shakeups, you can imagine, from the Oilers side, but I don't anticipate that affecting Cats at the end of the day. As Sam Bennett mentioned, you learn a lot from experience. Just from us being here the last couple of years, we know what it takes. Sometimes you've got to take a punch, and that's part of the game. We've really focused as a group this year with our eyes on one thing and one thing only, free drinks at Elbow Room. Sorry. And guys are going to stick up for each other. Guys are going to stand up for each other, but we have one goal in mind. All the other stuff is just distracting, and it's just trying to get you off your game. Again, he goes on to say, we have one goal in mind, and that's all we're worried about. That makes me think they have one goal in mind, Vlad. Something about that makes me feel as if...
Right, because they keep on reiterating that?
These guys are focused, dude.
They've been doing it for 2.5 years, ever since home reached over.
Three years.
Yeah.
Right? They're where... And you want to talk about a certain culture. Just listen to the way everybody talks. Just listen to where nobody gets panicked. Just listen to the way nobody overreacts to anything going on. All they talk about is maintaining focus and playing their game.
When you win, everybody loves you. Like Paul Maurice's sense of humor is the greatest thing now on TV right now. They love talking to Paul Maurice during the intermissions or during a timeout.
He's the best.
He'll give his players props, and then the next second he'll just start clowning on them or insulting them. Sam Bennett was hysterical.
That was so Vlad, good.
I give a you a terrible attitude.
I give you a perfect example. Cleveland hated Bill Belichick because of his personality.
Right, but you guys loved him.
Right, we loved him. And he got fired when the team moved to Baltimore. And then went on to win 6 Super Bowls. Now, I don't know how deep everybody's sports is, but there's no organization that's ever done that. Fired a coach that went on to win 6 Super Bowls? No. I'm going to go on the limb and say no.
No.
So, you know, it was because we weren't as successful, but we had gone to the playoffs and made it out of the first round. And it's crazy to believe that because the guy didn't have the personality you wanted, you overlooked the fact that he was a good football coach.
That's
what we do.
Did Paul Maurice have the attitude we wanted? I think he always had this attitude.
He's always had this attitude. And just like everybody on the Panthers team, they don't care. They're going to do their thing.
He always had this attitude, but when he was presented to us as a fan base,
Tolman hated him.
Here's Paul Maurice. The only thing he's known for as of right then was most losses in NHL history.
Now he's a Hall of Fame coach now.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I love this man. This man wore kittens on a t-shirt to the parade.
Is this the best spring fling?
This has gone on.
No, I'm talking about because Brad Marchand is definitely leaving after he hoists the Stanley Cup.
Hopefully he retires.
Well, I mean, he's probably not going to retire. He'll probably head back to his ex.
Sam Bennett. Probably.
You can't go back to your ex after that.
Brad Marchand? He's going back to the bean.
He could have.
What about Sam Bennett? Sam Bennett going to be gone?
Sam Bennett is gone for sure because there's no way you can afford him.
Yeah. But Brad Marchand, you gave up a lot of picks.
Brad Marchand money. Oh, no, but that money is already suspect because it was to replace the money from Tkachuk.
I believe Ekblad has some money that's owed to him as well, or no?
No, Ekblad's here for a while.
Oh, he's
Reinhardt just signed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kachuk's here.
Yeah. Markov is signed.
Miscavige is going to have to step up.
Yeah, because you don't have that much money in free agency to sign some of these guys.
Man, we don't need nobody.
What do you mean you don't need
anybody? You mean just our people?
Your people. The greatness about this Panther team is the depth on their lines. The players that they have.
That they replaced all the guys we swore we were going to need with better guys.
Right.
He can't go back to his ex.
Seth Jones, Brad Marchand.
It's crazy.
Brad Marchand cannot go back to Schmidt Boston.
See, why?
Like, who's this guy?
Leroy, did you just hear what he just said?
What?
What do you mean?
That I said?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the one who said it. Why are you gonna ask me what? He said Brad Marchand cannot leave this team.
No.
He cannot go back to Boston.
Okay. He cannot go back to Boston. You said it yourself. You go back with your ex, cool, whatever. Hey. You made a mistake. You can't get someone else pregnant and then go
back.
Would
you get back with your ex if she hit the Powerball?
Now,
it's different, though.
Exactly.
But,
Hey.
Yeah.
If Brad Marchand
wins Brad Marchand's the one winning the
If Brad Marchand win a title, then Boston's gonna be like, yeah, we need that in our life.
Yep.
So, like, yeah.
Because I've never seen a 180 like this.
Nah, this is crazy. I've never seen this in sports.
The hatred between the Florida Panthers fan base and Brad Marchand when he was in Boston.
Well, you know what?
Is it the same when Jason Taylor went to the Jets?
No, different because he didn't have success with the Jets. It kind of was like, whatever.
He did. He got to the AFC Championship game farther than he ever did with the Dolphins.
Did he?
Yeah.
That was the same year?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't him. You know, it wasn't Jason Taylor.
But I will say this, Marcos, to your point.
Yeah.
Under no circumstance would JT come back down here.
Mm. What, you mean?
He didn't. Did he go to Washington?
No, he didn't come back here. He went to Washington.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying.
He come back to the Dolphins.
Like, athletes are petty, too.
No.
Sometimes that petty runs, like, I don't care if you offer me the most money. I ain't coming back. You should have never left. You should have never sent me out.
Yeah, the way you handle business, or the way the relationship, sometimes you forget that these are not your friends. These are your business, your bosses. So that sometimes hurts athletes. But I'm just saying, if Marchand wins a ring and
he did come back to the Dolphins.
If he got a ring, you know what I would do? The first thing I would do? Go to Boston. As soon as I get my ring.
But here's the thing.
Go back to my house in Boston.
If he wins the ring and he goes to another team, even gets back with Boston, for these 3-4 months, did that squash the beef between Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers fan base? If he wins you a ring,
because guess
it's
what?
All squashed. It's so all squashed.
It's totally squashed. It's actually already squashed.
I think it's already squashed.
As soon as he's on another team, his style of play is annoying.
It doesn't matter. Man. You had that style of play. You can't. Listen, nuh-uh. It's like this, Leroy. If I had a meal and somebody else is having a meal, I can't be upset if I had that meal. So if you had Brad Marchand was on your team and his style of play helped you win a Stanley Cup, you can't be upset if he goes to another team and that style of play is affecting you.
Right.
Yeah, I still got love for Lomberg and like Radko Gudas or anyone that helped us win.
You still love Dookie, don't you?
I'm sorry, I'm not. Yeah. What are we?
What?
What are we talking about?
Anthony Duclair.
Duclair.
No one calls him.
That was isn't.
That's
this
exactly
is nickname.
They call him
Dookie.
That's Leroy's boy.
That is Leroy's boy.
Okay
sure.
Then.
No, I got a new boy, Seth Jones.
I don't like the way you said that either, too. Like, I couldn't say that. It's just, I'm strange.
Who was your boy last year? Tarasenko?
Nah. I've always been, to be fair.
That's not this part.
My favorite player is E-Rod, Evan Rodriguez.
Nah.
I just like his game. So.
You have mentioned that before.
Yeah. So, when they brought, Duclair, and then they brought Seth Jones, right? I was like, support the people, but E-Rod's still my guy.
Boy, Leroy would go crazy if Peter Worrell came back.
What?
We all would. So I remember going to a couple of hockey games and seeing him, right? And first of all, he's built like Mikula because he's a tall dude.
Tall.
He's like 7 foot on skate.
That's all of it.
But here's the kicker. It sometimes looked like he couldn't skate.
Yeah, if you're 6'7". Oof.
If you're that big, and you're a brother,
I know. But But he was only out there for the fights.
Ah, born in August. It's a good month. when we come back, you know what? We've talked a lot of nonsense. I was going to say a lot of sports. But we've talked a lot of nonsense.
A lot of nonsense.
But we haven't had an opportunity to cover the Miami Dolphins. We got some Mike McDaniel and some Bradley Chubb sound we're going to hear when we come back. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey.
By the way, what is getting geeked?
That's a good point. That's a good point that you bring up there.
What's the question?
What is getting geeked?
In this song.
In the song. Marcos verse?
In this song by Art God Savvy.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the song Geeked Up by Young Jeezy?
Yeah.
Similar, I'm just saying,
getting geeked up. What is getting geeked up?
Okay, you know what? This brings up a good point because I want to make sure all of us are on point for this summer. I want to make sure that you guys are up to date with your lingo. So, I prepared some words today to update your vocabulary, ladies and gentlemen.
So, these are the words that we should be speaking to young people?
These are the words that you should be using. Last time we had the discussion, I believe I introduced, not introduced, but, you know, we got the proper definition of Riz. Do you remember what Riz was, Leroy?
No, I don't.
Heard. All right.
Perfect.
That is charisma, short for charisma, and known as what you would probably refer to as game. You know, you lay game on a woman, right? As you're attempting to, not you personally, because you're a stand-up individual, but mackin' a woman. Remember that term? You know, lay my mack down. That would be comparable to Riz. Now, let's go ahead and update you guys with some other words. If I were to say chopped... Chopped.
We talked.
Fair enough. Chopped
that's
it up.
Really?
No, yeah. That's not the correct definition. But chop I can understand. I can understand where he would get that. Chop it up was a previous definition of that. Leroy, if I were to say, let me use it in a sentence. Antonio Brown right now wanted to make a return to the NFL, but that guy's chopped.
Oh, it's like dismissed.
Wash? It's like the new wash.
Dismissed?
It's not going to happen. You're done. You're cut. Like you said, dismissed. It's not going to happen. You're done. That's done for. Chopped. This is chopped. Like
cropped?
Not going to happen. Almost like cropped. Almost like cropped.
Look at the smile on Jay Fig's face.
Yeah.
I don't like that term anymore.
She goes, why do you always have to bring it up? And then she does something this.
Well, because he kind of said something towards this, along the lines. Chopped, cropped. That's why I said it.
Now, what about ball? What if I'm like previously, Leroy, if I were to say ball as a slang term, what would you think I meant?
He can use it.
He's good. He can play.
He's good. Yeah, that was a previous thing. Like he balled out, or he's about to ball. I'm about to go ball.
Or
I thought that was too obvious.
He's a baller.
Well, that's what it was previously.
Uh huh.
No longer that.
Okay, what is it now?
Can you guess what it is?
No, I can't.
Right now, look, me and Leroy are how about me and Vlad are at the same party, right? And we both see this lovely young lady. And I tell Vlad, hey, in a hypothetical world, I want to go talk to her. And Vlad hears that. And when I go to the bathroom real quick, I come back and now Vlad is talking to that girl.
Oh, I'm sleazy.
So we have a conversation. I say, Vlad, yo, that's my ball.
That's your girl?
You took my ball.
That's your possession?
Like the dips,
you took
maybe?
My ball. Yeah, right, like that's my ball.
Wait.
That's your possession?
You're dribbling my ball right now.
Wait, that's your possession?
That's my ball.
Wait. Let me explain something.
Yeah.
First of all.
This is terrible.
If y'all both talking to a girl, y'all looking at a girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you go to the bathroom.
Oh, you slacked on your pimping, baby.
We have another thing.
You slacked on your pimping.
The correct term here is that a ball is Mike McDaniel.
No, the correct term is the correct term is you slacking on your pimping, baby.
Wow. I look, that is one way. The Dirty Mackin' was another way. That
Dirty Mackin'. That's not really Dirty Mackin', though.
Okay. Look.
Dirty Mackin' is if you already hooked up with the girl.
Right. Or if I'm saying, yo, you know that Marcos character. Yeah.
Like talking down.
He's fugazi. Yeah. Like if I say that. Yeah.
Now, the idea was less of like the act of going behind one's back and more of the idea of the ball now is not he's about to go hoop, he's a baller. It's
that's
this person is my possession.
I don't like that terminology.
Like I'm taking my ball and go. No.
Right,
like
she's your possession.
That's what I'm no one's possession.
That's what I'm saying. Fair, she's a possession.
Look, like I'm not.
She's an object of ownership.
Not an object.
I'm not establishing the rules now. I'm just explaining what they are.
Yeah, you'll get an object thrown at you.
Yeah, you just having us saying the wrong words to people and get us smacked or, you know.
Look, guys, this is what the kids
incite
are saying.
Incite a riot.
That's what the kids are saying.
Well, that's why the kids are dumb.
That's why they're kids.
That's why they're kids. Look at that. Back to back. Well, that was great.
That's fair. But I just want to make sure you guys are up to date and make sure.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like those terminology?
No, I liked none of them.
All right, that's fair. Well, I'm not sure you're going to like this terminology that we're about to get into.
Yeah, but so I'm trying to figure out. So you say if you mark your territory and go to the bathroom,
yeah,
that's still yours when you come back?
No, of course.
I said you at a party, you slipping.
It's a Royal Rumble, baby.
It totally
God
is.
God forbid he had to go empty out his bladder.
Especially empty when out nobody this game. Has talked to her yet. She don't know what's going on.
Hmm. It's a free for all.
Now, you know,
and I would say this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you from old school.
Oh,
this how this works.
Okay,
you know how it works. It's her
if you got to make a stop, or you got to go do something.
Jeez.
And you eyeing the girl that you want to holler at.
She coming with?
Don't take your boy. Don't tell your boy.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Because most people would be like, "Well, you ain't talked to her yet." So I still got a chance.
You guys are
so
fair.
If you don't say nothing,
no loyalty.
Then your boy wouldn't run over there and holler at her.
There is no hey, listen, if you didn't discover the land, everybody can explore.
Wow.
Yeah. You're sick.
I'm saying. Like
you know what? This is interesting because
no, wait. No. Let's do it this way.
Here we go.
Let's do it this way. Jennifer.
Hmm.
You and I'm gonna be careful with this because I know all your friends.
Be careful with this.
I know all your friends, right? So I'm gonna say this: you and one of your friends from way back.
Not the group you've met, like someone that's distant, not my immediate circle.
No, it could be one of them.
Let's use Lupe.
Okay.
Because what I'm saying, and y'all at the club, and y'all just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
You look across the club.
Mm-hmm.
You see a guy. He look at you, right?
Hey, babe.
You got to go to the bathroom. You ain't gonna say to your girl, "When I get back, I'm gonna go holler at him," because when you come back, they'll be talking.
That's not really true. I mean, if I were to tell one of my friends, because they're my friends, they would not go and attack. So.
Wait a minute. You said I don't like that phrase, and then you use the phrase like attack.
Well, I'm kind of violent, so there's that.
What? What?
So wait, your friends don't talk? They attack? Hey,
can I just say this, Vlad? I'm glad I'm out the game.
No, I'm not.
With these terminologies that y'all using now.
You got to understand.
I'm glad I'm at the game.
J-Fig.
Like my ball.
J-Fig is coming from birds. She birds. She's a vulture. So she hangs out with vultures.
The condor.
That's what I'm saying. That's why she's not going to let Heckle and Jekyll to go talk to
Heckle
her man.
And Jekyll.
You know
Look,
what I mean?
What's mine will never
but
leave
you're not,
me.
But you're not. But
it wouldn't
Jennifer,
escape me.
If you haven't talked talked to that guy yet and nothing has been, like, you're still not going to say nothing before you go in.
Look, if I'm at a club and I see a guy and I'm like, oh my God, he's really cute. I'm going to go to the bathroom, but I'll be right back. Whatever.
But that's not, that's not the story right
there. They're
not
going to say anything. They're not going to do anything.
No, I know, but that's not how
Who's going to walk all over me?
No. Do you beat them? Do you beat them when no one's looking?
No, but Marco, that's not the way you approached it.
Yeah.
How do you approach it, Leroy?
No, he approached it like y'all sitting there just looking around the crowd and you go, oh, she's nice, right? And then you go to the bathroom and come back and your boy talking to her.
That's exactly
See,
what,
that's a different scenario than what J-Fig was talking about.
We literally said the same
J-Fig,
thing.
Because J-Fig, in her situation, she basically marked her territory by saying, oh, he's hot. Right?
What's the difference?
What's the difference is that when Marcos went to the bathroom, he did not, y'all both were talking about her. You did not say, oh, I'm going to go holler at her or something like that. But you.
Did I miss something?
Oh, I know what he's saying. He's saying that Marcos and with Marcos situation, Marcos's boy never gave like, look, I'm going to go talk to her. Like either one of them could talk. With your
but
situation,
you
let your homegirls know after I use this bathroom, I'm going to go holler at him. Mm. So it's like you kind of made.
By saying, oh, he's hot.
Right. You made
you're
your
the
distinguish.
Only one that pointed it out.
Right. It's like it's basically you were claiming
that's
your spot.
That's what friends
Almost
do, though.
The same thing.
It's but if I let you know, like, hey, I'm going to talk to her. If I let Marcos know I'm going to talk to her after I use the bathroom, if Marco go talk to her, Marco's a slime ball.
That's a bad friend.
That's a bad friend. Right. It's a slime ball.
Right.
But if I don't say
like
anything,
that.
I'm going to
so
be like.
So the whole time, in Marcos' story, the whole time, he never said anything to you.
No.
Right.
About the girl.
Not according
right.
to the story
well,
he
that's
just
what
told.
I heard.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He slacked on his pippin.
So that's what I'm saying.
Hey, man.
You didn't identify, you didn't identify the rules before you went to the bathroom, so there were none. So why are you talking about my
I thought you guys marked that first. Whatever.
Yeah. No, what's interesting, though, is this whole thing wasn't about the sliminess of it. Was about the term ball. Like, now we're like, well, technically, he never called dibs on the girl.
Guess what? So if you don't talk to the girl, you balled up.
Getting dribbled. Yep.
You balled up.
You balled up. Yeah. You choked at your opportunity.
Yeah. You traveled.
I hope everybody now is.
Now, what if your friend, when you come out the bathroom, did this to you?
Let me see.
Oh, he pulled a Reggie,
the Halliburton, Reggie Miller.
Nah, you can't be doing. Nah, you know what? I don't want that.
Not look at that though.
No,
that's
no.
dirty.
First of all,
though.
You better
that's
not do that
dirty.
Coming out of the bathroom. I don't want to hear. No, I don't want to see no choking coming out of the bathroom.
What just
first of all,
there?
And second of all, if you do that, we might not be friends after that.
Wow.
No, but I'm saying, when you come out of the bathroom and you think and you gonna say that's my ball. And your buddy look over at you as he's talking to the girl.
No, we can't be friends. That's what I'm saying. We can't be friends. You can't do that to me after I just came out the bathroom. And, you know, you can't do that. Like, really? By the way, how long did I take in the bathroom for you to be able to do the choke sign to me?
Sometimes you got to take a dump. Sometimes you got to take a dump in the club.
I'm just saying, how like how quick was your game or how long was I in the bathroom that you had that time? Like, what am I doing?
If he can run game that quick, you ain't have a chance.
Oh, I never had a chance.
Can I just say, though, if you do take a dump in the club and then come back and try to resume partying, you're a sick individual.
No, if you take a dump in the club, you got to go. Get out of here. Like, why?
You're like, I think less of you as a
human. I've told this story before.
I know about this story. We don't need to repeat it.
Oh, this guy
but you did a smart thing. You went home and then came back.
Yeah.
That's smart. I mean, by the way.
Yeah.
And you left those girls with your boy, didn't you?
Oh.
No, he left them with his boy Benjamin Franklin. That's what he left them with.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Benji.
The one, you know what? You left him with the right boy.
Yeah.
The one that can't talk. but yep. he sure can spin.
Yep.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A comprehensive breakdown of all the things you need to be worried about this summer.
We broke that thing down like
scientific to young a bone kids. Gristle.
Y'all don't know what y'all playing with. Come over here with that nonsense.
Don't do it.
Well, let's see if we have the same amount of success breaking down this Mike McDaniel sound on the other side.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the weekend of the dad. I'm glad I'm over here with Vlad and Fig. About to smoke a cig on air. No, I really don't care. I hate rapping over other people's
cig. You smoking cigs?
I mean, it rhymed with fig.
On the air?
Yeah, you know, getting crazy. Get crazy on Thursdays. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out today, allegedly back tomorrow. Frogboy filling in the meantime. We got Figgy. In studio, Vlad in studio, our boy Leroy holding things down at home. He is currently on the hunt for, I believe, a bandana.
Okay, I was confused as to why he was not there.
Yeah, so that's my fault. I called him with like 1 minute left before the segment and sent him on his way. But in the meantime, I can go ahead and read off some of these things. Big Three, their most anticipated season yet, will take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. Also, Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Final. Dolphins mandatory minicamp this week. NBA Finals underway, and the Marlins are in action.
Yeah, come on, man.
Keep up with everything happening in sports. Download the free Odyssey app today and make Tobin and Leroy your favorite show. That's right. Hey, listen, let me tell
Leroy,
you.
He looks so cute.
Actually, with the bandana.
Oh, he looks like
that. I think you should keep the bandana. It's a nice look on you.
Listen, I do like the bandana, though. I do like
it. I should have got a blue one.
Makes you look tough.
Oh, to match the
accessorize.
Now, this is perfect. Look.
You ever have
by the way,
By the way.
Yes.
Can I?
Can you kick it?
There's been a lot of talk about culture.
Yes, indeed.
And let's be clear, right? We always associate culture with teams that are winning. Like, we put that moniker on them after they win. So the Heat culture, right? When they're always compete for championships, you put it on them. You talk about the Patriots, right? You talk about a lot of things. You talk about the Eagles and that culture. Well, I got to tell you, before the season started, they wanted to fire their damn coach. So they start winning, and then all of a sudden, now they got culture. So let me explain something to you about these Dolphins.
Yo, Leroy looks like Tommy Chung in Half Baked. Trying to defend.
I like it.
Trying to defend that white boy from Nasty Nate.
I think it really is a good look.
So let's put it out there. Your culture is based on a couple of things. One, with how you play week in and week out. So, for example, regardless of what you think about Detroit, you all know they play a certain way, a certain style, right? They have a certain set of beliefs of what it takes to win a football game and how they're going to go about it. That's culture. When you talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, say what you want about their coach. You can say what you want about whatever. But that organization has a culture with how they want to approach winning. And that's with offense and defensive linemen, right? So those are the strengths of their team. You have other guys. You got, you know, Saquon Barkley. You got the quarterback. You got some receivers. But when you talk about culture, the first thing you talk about is that offense and defensive line, the pass rush, the protection, the run blocking, et cetera. That is culture. They play a certain style of football, and they're going to be consistent with how they play week in and week out. Now, all the things that go into that, as far as paying attention to details, being on time, practicing a certain way, that all is a part of it. But the main part of it and the main reason why we get culture from a certain organization is how they play on Sunday. So I'm going to say this. Whatever they say about the culture, if they play football the same way, then their culture has not changed. If they approach the game the same way, right? Wow.
Yo, you look like a bad extra in Training Day.
I cannot. Why?
My boy is breaking down the idea of culture within the Miami Dolphins locker room.
Yeah, culture, schmulcher. Nobody cares.
And everyone's calling him Charlie Davidson.
Yo, Charlie Davidson was Marcos. Happy. Yo, it was hysterical.
This is your fault, Marco.
This is my fault. This is my fault.
I mean, Marco asked me to do something.
Yeah, okay, no.
And I'm just keeping it close.
I appreciate it. I definitely do. And I appreciate it.
So, case in point. If it's 3rd and 1, right, and they run a toss, then that's the same football they've been playing for the last 2 years. That ain't a change in culture. It's not.
Blue puck.
Because guess what? You can be on time. You can work hard in practice. But if you approach the game like that, then your culture is the same. When you see a culture change, when you notice a culture change, it's going to be on Sunday when you see how they play the game, how they approach the game, how they game plan the game. That's when you're going to notice a change in culture. You ain't going to notice it now. All they can do is tell you about it now. It's going to rear its head one way or another, it's going to be on Sunday in that first short yardage situation, but in that first 4-minute drill. instead of trying to run the ball and get a first down, you throw little short passes. Your culture has not changed if that's the case.
But, Leroy, if you've, this is his fourth year going. He's going into his fourth year as head coach. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't some sort of culture already had been established?
Well, here's where I'm gonna. Sometimes, Vlad, you have success. And you take that success as meaning you can do things differently and do it your way. You see what I'm saying? So, and I look at it this way. Remember the greatest show on turf? And how many points they scored, and how they played football. But when they won the Super Bowl, it was a physical, run the football, drag out game. Very close game. I don't think nobody got in the 20s, did they?
No, I don't think so.
And that was the greatest show on turf. So when you talk about culture, they were able to go to that and play a physical style of football. Your culture can't, if your culture can't adapt and you can't play the style of game that's necessary and you can only play one way and that doesn't win, then what kind of culture do you have? So I'll know and we'll know within the first couple of weeks of the season if they've had a change in culture. And that change of culture would be, as an organization, how do they go about doing things to win?
Like, can I get a minus one to the chat, please? Can I just get a minus
one? There's been some good ones, There's been some good ones.
My boy is breaking things down like only a football expert can.
And they only just caring about his
And someone said,
it's Marco's fault.
His beard and his bandana.
I've been set up. And Jennifer, listen. Jennifer's laughing behind your hands.
Having a ball.
Is still
dude.
Laughing.
They call him Blacksil Rose.
They said blue pop.
Someone said you look like prison Mike from
you
the
look
office.
Like, yo, you look like, when are you going to go back on the road with the Guns and Roses?
Like, I, you know what, Leroy, I apologize.
Guns and Broses.
Yeah, man.
I apologize, Leroy. This is definitely my fault.
Well, yo, Leroy, yo, date
hold on, because you know what? When I wore a bandana one day, you guys went off on me. So, yeah, you did. Know what?
Nah, date self got it. Leroy looks like the gangsters in the Smokey Robinson gangbanging music video. That was bad. Smoking. Oh my God!
Or,
if you ever get a chance,
y'all don't remember what's his name? Blade was in the Michael Jackson Beat It video.
Yeah, I saw Wesley Snipes, but he was a young Wesley Snipes. Like you know, he was just trying to make it. But you right now, they saying that you look like Smokey Robinson in the gangsters in that Smokey Robinson video, and that was bad when Smokey was rapping at his old age.
Not good, Smokey.
Mm-mm.
Not good.
Better than what he's involved now, but not good still, nonetheless.
I apologize, Leroy. That's my fault. Thank you for your analysis of the culture change. You're 100% correct.
That was a great breakdown of culture, Leroy.
The radio audience really got some good football. Really, right now, the radio audience got some good football, Doug.
So, and we can go over the teams that have a culture and play a certain way, and you know how they're going to play, and that's how they're going to win or lose.
That's also bad culture, Leroy.
There's bad culture. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I could say my team has had a culture of just terrible.
Right, because
bad
they have
history.
They had no direction. There's no consistency with how they do things. That's culture.
Right. So that's you could have culture depending on your success, and you can also have culture depending on your failure. Because if it's just
what there's a difference in wait, here, Vlad. There's a difference in doing things a certain way and being consistent with how you do things. And not having the players to do it, but you have to be consistent with who you are. For example, the Heat were 37-45, right? And while we talk about the culture, they do things a certain way. How they approach the game has been consistent for a number of years since Pat got here. This year, they didn't have the horses to do it for whatever reason. But they're going to be consistent with how they do things. So, yes, you can have culture and not have a successful season. But the overall point of it is that you know what the Heat want. You know how they're going to play. You know what they're going to emphasize every time they go onto the court. Well, and they've had success doing it. So, there.
We got much more show to go. Leroy, thank you for bringing out the bandana. I am going to explain why, Leroy.
Are we going to play a game? We've done 3 hours and not one damn game.
Well, I think, you
technically,
know.
Last segment was sort of a game.
Okay.
Yeah, look at that. We got more silly sauce and games on the other side.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.